Henry.
Jon Snow, at a crazy day.
Crazy day.
What's going to happen?
If I knew, I'd be running this country.
But you know more now. You know that there's going to be something.
Well, the extraordinary thing is that I imagine she is going to survive, although she's going to have a vote of no confidence against her, and she's going to be sent back to Europe to try and sort something out. But, I mean, it's... If she hadn't had a payroll of ministers who were dependent on their higher salaries than they would get as MPs for being ministers, if she hadn't had them, she would only have had 40 people in her party supporting her. It's an unbelievable defeat. I have no idea. I have often thought that this might yet end up with Remain.
How do you think it's going to play out, Eileen Foster, after tonight's meaningful vote and the fact that you're still propping up the government, but you voted against the government?
Well, there are two different issues, of course. What we're seeing tonight is the outworking of the withdrawal agreement, which is unacceptable to the majority of members here in the House of Commons. I think Theresa May should use that, actually, go back to Brussels and to seek a better deal. And that's what we want her to do after tonight's certain defeat.
I know that you represent your people of Northern Ireland, but do you represent everyone in the
north? Well, I live on the border, so I can speak freely about the border. And of course, what we want to see happening is a deal that's good for the whole of Northern Ireland and good for the United Kingdom. We want to have good relations with our neighbours in the Republic of Ireland, and we can do that through a deal that has checks on goods away from the border. Nobody wants to see installations on the border, and in fact our own Prime Minister has committed to not having installations on
what
the border, and there's no need to have them.
What is going to happen now? I mean, I know that's the $1 million question.
Well, she needs to go back, use tonight's defeat in a positive way, go to Brussels and say, I have tried to get this deal through, it is proven to be unacceptable to the House of Commons, therefore you need to come, because you know a deal is only a deal when both sides agree to that deal. But you have to respect the vote of the people of the United Kingdom, and what we want to see is a deal that not just works for the UK but works for the Republic of Ireland as well.
But the people of Northern Ireland voted to remain.
Yes, but it was a national vote, and that's something that is missed often. We were asked the question from a national perspective, we answered it in a national way, and therefore we have to honour it in that way as well.
Vince Cable, what's going to happen now?
Well, there is a no confidence motion tomorrow, which Jeremy Corbyn is moving. I will be supporting. It's possible, though unlikely, that a general election will follow it. The Prime Minister's then promised all party talks. I'm happy to join them. I was a colleague in government for 5 years, and I'm instinctively drawn to sensible conversations. But if they're going to succeed, she's got to open her mind to a wider range of possibilities, including a people's vote, going back to the public.
People's vote.
Indeed, having a referendum on the issue. She's resisting that hitherto, but I think it's now becoming increasingly likely and indeed irresistible.
David Davis, Henry McKean from Irish Radio. How did you think today, this evening, went, and where do we go from here?
The first thing to say is obviously it's sad when you're in government loses by a big majority, but the good thing out of it is that the European Commission will not be able to think that they can fiddle around and fine-tune this deal, which is their deal, but we'll have to reset it and come back and look at it again. Now, in terms of the backstop, we're going to have to rethink that, because that was unacceptable to Parliament.
You felt it was unacceptable?
Oh, yes, and many, many people said in the debate that it was unacceptable. And what we've got to find is a way of delivering on an invisible border, between Northern Ireland and the Republic. And we can do that. There are plenty of technical papers produced to do that. And we're determined to do that. And I think at the end of the day, we'll also get a deal which arranges a good free trade arrangement. And again, good for Ireland, because Ireland trades an awful lot with the United Kingdom.
It's massive.
Massive.
75 billion.
I knew it was a billion a week at least, even more than I thought. So, and we want to keep that going. I mean, look, before this all started, the United Kingdom and Ireland were going through a golden era of relationships, and our Queen came to visit and got fantastic reception and so on, and we want that to continue. Many, many generations ago, some of my family came from Northern Ireland, from Armagh. When I told Charlie Flanagan that, he says, you're not applying for a passport, are you? but we have an affinity, we have a feeling, we have a fellow feeling, and we want it to work for both of us.
So you're positive about tonight, even though it was a crushing defeat, and you could say Britain is at this sort of crossroads of going where?
No, I mean, there's no question about the crossroads going away. I mean, look, we want to maintain good relations, and that means trading relations, travel relations, close communications with Europe, because Europe's our friends and allies. You know, all of them. You know, that's the first thing we want to do. But we also want to open up our access to the rest of the world, which means free trade deals and so on. Now, we're in a unique position. Nobody else is in the position of us as having all those links and that structure and being on a Security Council and the leadership of NATO and all those things that come with it. And we want to make the most of that. And we're not going to be turning inward. We're going to, if anything, we're going to be turning outward. We're going to be making more relations. I mean, even as we speak, you know, we've had the Japanese wanting us to join TPP. I was in Washington a few weeks ago, and they've already started the process for creating a free trade agreement with us. So it's all underway. It will work. We just need some faith and some determination to get there.
David Davis, thanks for speaking to News Talk.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Right. Nigel Henry-McKean from News Talk.
Hello. I could be wrong, but I just don't think that Brussels are going to make a concession big enough for her to get this through.
Nigel, you know, what's plan B? What's going to happen to the UK? What's going to happen in Ireland to the...
Well, let me tell you what should happen. Let me tell you what should happen. 2 years ago, this Parliament, nearly 500 members of this Parliament, voted to trigger Article 50. And it said, there are 2 years to conclude a withdrawal agreement, or failing that, I quote from a document, we just leave. So we should just be leaving on WTO terms. The trouble, and actually, Leave voters haven't got a problem with that, but this Parliament won't allow it to happen. And what I find extraordinary is the role of the Taoiseach in all of this.
Probably of Radcliffe.
Yeah, I really do find this amazing, because...
Well, he's just looking after the Republic of Ireland.
Well, no, he's not, you see, that's the point. That's the point. What he's done by playing hardball in the way that he has is to risk a no-deal Brexit, which from an Irish perspective doesn't make any sense. He should have been one of the people from the start saying, hey, let's come to a good grown-up deal, and he hasn't done that.
Will Theresa May, will she resign? Do you think that could happen?
I don't see any circumstances in which that woman ever resigns. But I disagree with this deal. I disagree with her politics, but I have to say this for her. She has got stickability.